This week's Los Angeles Business Journal is showing you the money. Can you do it?
Show me the money.
That's right. In one of the most anticipated issues of the year, the Business Journal is counting down the wealthiest Angelenos to qualify for the list. An individual or couple must have a minimum fortune of $1.5 billion with a B dollars and live in Los Angeles. As you always say, billion with a B.
That's right. You got to let people know. You got to delineate, G. People get confused. All right. This year, Elon Musk, the head of SpaceX and Tesla, tops the list with a fortune of $22.6 billion with a B dollars. In total, members have accumulated wealth of more than $220 billion across industries from finance to agriculture.
Oh, my God.
I know.
That's a lot of bees.
It's a lot of bees.
All right, joining us in studio to tell us more is LA Business Journal publisher and CEO Anna Magzanian. Nice to see you.
Good to see you.
So how do you calculate this wealth? Because there's a lot of bees in the billions.
How are you calculating
that? I heard all the bees. I got a little nervous. Well, this is probably one of the most exciting issues for all of us, but as well as one of the difficult ones. I mean, as you can imagine, our editorial team spends months and months and months of calculating. Like, they look at things like from real estate holdings to stocks, bonds, any private information they've got in the marketplace. They got any public information, any yachts that they own, businesses they've sold, businesses they've bought, philanthropy efforts. I mean, it's a rigorous, rigorous process. And, you know, it's always to the last minute. Something is always changing. And
so much work. I mean, to compile all that.
So much work.
Who were the biggest gainers? Who topped the list?
Okay, so we had Lindsay Snyder, which a woman, too, which is kind of fun. But she inherited In-N-Out from her great-grandfather or grandfather's business. However, what she's done is she's taken In-N-Out. As you guys remember, In-N-Out was only in California, and now she's expanded that business. And
she didn't want to do that for the longest time.
She didn't, but she doubled her wealth.
Smart.
To almost $3 billion.
There's nothing like a good old double-double.
Who are the biggest decliners?
You know, we saw David Murdoch. It was probably about a 33% drop. He owns.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, that's, and he runs like Dole Foods. So that was a bit of a shock to us. We saw a couple of also folks, like, you know, you had Elon take the top spot last year. It was Patrick Soon-Shiong who was the top spot. So just a couple of shifts. And funny enough, we actually had a couple of newcomers too into the mix. Travis, who owns Uber, moved back to LA. He was an Angeleno who had moved away from Los Angeles. So one of the requirements is that you must live in Los Angeles to qualify for our list. And he came back to LA, and he's almost about worth about $5 billion or so.
And then other than Lindsay, were there any other women who were on the list?
There was. There's several women. So you got Beyonce. I mean, Jay-Z and Beyonce, but Beyonce.
Who's she? No, just kidding.
Please, Baywatch. We're on Baywatch.
Talk about billion with a B.
Yeah. Billion with a B. And beautiful. Yeah. Tamara Hughes, she's also on the list, and she's got public storage. She's a shareholder, but, you know, family business. And if you think about it, right, you got 50 of the wealthiest Angelenos equal $220 billion. And what's exciting is when you look at what these people have built wealth and how much they're giving back, all their philanthropic efforts.
Would you say that that's the big takeaway from this?
It is.
I mean, it's about amassing your wealth, but also it's about sharing, too,
and
inspiring others.
And they reinvest in their community and the causes they care about.
Exactly. And you see a lot of love for L.A., reinvestments back in L.A.
I'm inspired. G, you inspired?
I'm inspired. And anybody listening out there today, start finding about who they are and then just, like, hit them up for charity. And you're nonprofits. Because they're boosting our economy.
That's
thank
right.
Thank you so much. It's great to see you. I haven't seen you in a while. This guy's got all the luck, but thank you.
That's right. You can learn more and read about it.
Congratulations on the Emmy.
Thank you. We'll take that.
That's right.
Thank you very much.
And if you want to know who these billionaires are, you got to check out the Business Journal for more information. Subscribe to the Weekly Business Journal. Visit LABusinessJournal.com. We'll be back.
Anna, thank you. Thanks. Yeah.